For this year, Florida Archaeology Month wraps up a series on prehistoric periods from Paleo-Indian to Archaic and Woodland. FPAN's Mike Toman says 2017 features Engineers of the Mississippian, which highlights the last prehistoric period before the Europeans arrived in North America.
It dates from about 1000 AD to about 1600 AD, and it's when Native Americans really began to live in more centralized villages, more sedentary, more permanent societies, politically and socially had a lot more structure. And it's also really characterized by what we call this mound-building culture throughout North America.
Locally, the best example of this time period is the Indian Temple Mound in Fort Walton Beach. Other sites include the Lake Jackson Mounds near Tallahassee and Mound Key near Fort Myers Beach. Not surprisingly, much of Florida's archaeological history is vulnerable to the state's 800 miles of eroding coastline. And that brings us to the traveling exhibit that's now on display at FPAN's Destination Archaeology Resource Center, managed by Toman.
The title of the exhibit is Florida Heritage at Risk, and what it looks at is how sea level rise is going to actually impact the archaeological resources across our entire state. What we're seeing with global warming and how it impacts archaeological sites today is it appears that it's much more rapid. And because it's much more rapid, it causes just erosion of material instead of just, you know, putting it underwater.
To highlight the threat, the exhibit includes a map of Florida with red dots representing the sites that would be impacted by just a 1 meter increase in sea level.
In the state of Florida, if that happens, over 16,000 sites will be impacted. Now, this includes things like archaeological sites. It also includes things like historic buildings or structures, as well as cemeteries, historic cemeteries. So lots of resources that are potentially under threat.
Those red dots form an almost solid line along the state's eastern seaboard. As an example of one of those threatened sites, the exhibit also features a display and two-dimensional image representing the Shell Bluff Landing near St. Augustine.
While this was a prehistoric Native American midden mound, later on in the 18th century, the British actually settled the area. And one thing they have that's really interesting on the site is a well, like a water well, and it's made out of coquina block.
Toman says about a year ago, FPAN staffers recorded images showing the well barely visible at ground level. And then in October of last year, Hurricane Matthew struck.
Our staff were able to go back out about a week after that storm hit and then looked to see what was going on at the site. And it was really dramatic. If you look at pictures that they have online, you know, a year ago, the well was like below the ground, whereas today, a good meter of it is sticking above ground.
With so many sites that are threatened, archaeologists could use help documenting them. Thus, the creation of the Citizen Science Program Heritage Monitoring Scouts, known as HMS Florida. First, a little training is provided.
We then send them out to archaeological sites that are listed as being under threat from that 1 meter or 2 meter sea level rise, and they basically record and monitor them, tell us, you know, what's there, what did they find.
HMS Florida was started by FPAN's Northeast office in St. Augustine. The local Northwest office hopes to launch it soon. But Mike Toman cautions participants will only document archaeological features and artifacts, not collect them.
And the data is really what we're interested in, because with erosion, with sea level rise, one of the problems is that it really erodes sites and kind of just destroys them in essence. And so what we want to do is we want to collect that data and that information before it's just gone forever.
Interested individuals can sign up for the HMS Florida program via a kiosk at the Florida Heritage at Risk exhibit, which will be on display at FPAN headquarters in downtown Pensacola through the end of April. Or you can find a link to FPAN on our website, wuwf.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.